I've read this document, and it seems to be saying two things, essentially. One is that it's aiming to make life more bearable for those who are up against it.
Yes.
And that seems to me reasonable. And secondly, it seems to be suggesting they want to support people to provide holiday accommodation and thus provide jobs.
Yes.
And it could add as much as £5 billion to the economy. That seems to me commendable as well. And the research shows that nearly half of the families in the UK don't spend enough time together. And yes, going on holidays is one possible way of addressing that. And it wouldn't be original either, Stephen. I mean,
yes,
in Spain, the government there every year invests £125 million, or the equivalent. For every euro they invest, they get 1.5 euro back.
Yes.
And it gives up to 80,000 jobs.
So what is seriously the point, Jude Collins, of working anymore to send yourself on a holiday, that if you sit back and you don't work, the rest of the people working will pay for you?
You might as well say, what's the point in paying taxes so that roads get built, or that we have a medical service?
No, because there's a common good there, and we all avail of those roads.
The job of the government, the reason we pay taxes is so that we support one another.
Called Giving Britain a Break, Bill Jeffrey.
That's right, that's a catchy title. Yeah, catchy title.
Giving Britain a Break. The country is already $2 trillion in debt, and they're going to have to borrow another $140 million this year. This is the most preposterous, profligate spending idea I have heard for a long time.
Well,
it's been thought up by
a
demented political mandarin group, and it is a red tape nightmare. The administration of this would be ridiculous.
Have you read the report?
You work. I've read the report.
Well, have you read the fact that the Spanish government gets, for every euro it invests, 1.5 back, and that it gets 80,000 jobs out of it? Or that France spends 1.3 billion euros every year and generates 5 billion for the economy?
Giving
and
Britain
there are similar schemes in Switzerland, Cyprus, Italy and Hungary.
Well, how about this for an idea? How about giving the money, if it generates so much good, how about giving the money to people that are out working?
Hear, hear. That is a much better spend. The idea behind this seemed to be,
and the people that aren't working, how about giving it to
jobbers?
Yeah, but my point is this, Jude Collins, just so I can finish that sentence.
Sorry.
How about giving it to everybody, people that are working and people that are unemployed? But why start to give more to people who aren't working and less to people who are?
That's what we do. That's what we do.
Well, how does that make people think that's getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning and going out and doing a day's work? Here's Stephen in Belfast. Morning, Stephen.
All right, how you doing? Is that man having a laugh right enough? Like, people don't have to go to work. Like, fair enough, I know people want to work, but they're getting paid. They're going to go on holiday, they're getting paid for them.
Yes.
I park my van up right now and quit my job. Dude, I get up every morning at 5 o'clock and go to my work. My wife gets up every morning at 6 o'clock and
goes to
work.
What do you do for a living,
Stephen? We can't afford a holiday. I drive a van. I'm a van delivery driver.
Okay.
People that don't work are able to going to be able to get paid to go on holiday? That's a disgrace, isn't it? I would just be able to quit my job and then everyone just quit their job and then that's it. Company's ruined.
Can you afford a holiday, Stephen?
No.
Seriously?
Seriously. It's just things are that bad. Like, you know,
when's the last time you...
I put fuel in my van this morning. I put £60 it cost per 44 litres. And that's just the van. Like, that's just the work van.
When's the last time you've been on a holiday?
I went to Enniskillen last year camping. That was it.
Okay. And you're not going to be able to get away anywhere this year?
No. Have to work.
Jude Collins, seriously, explain to Stephen how on earth he shouldn't feel bad about this.
Well, I can understand why he would feel bad about it. I mean, nobody likes paying taxes. And
you know how sick that is when you go to work every morning and your neighbours get up, boot their kids out the door to school and then go back to their bed? That's sickening, especially when they're on more money than you.
Well,
that is sickening. And that's from a working taxpayer.
Karen's in Belfast. Morning, Karen.
Good morning, Stephen.
How are you doing?
Damn me on holiday. My hubby works. I work part-time. Haven't been on holiday in 2 years. Why should I pay some people who just lie in their bed all day on holiday? Why can I not get a holiday?
Well, people who don't work don't lie in bed all day.
Oh, really? I know a fella who's sitting in a brand new house, driving a brand new BMW. He doesn't work. His wife works part-time. He gets everything handed to him. He can wait to go to Thailand for a holiday. He can go to London nearly every year.
Thailand?
Aye.
He's driving a brand new BMW and he's on social benefits.
Oh, if I have to work, I have to earn so much money to keep my family. We're the ones in the paying to keep my family.
You're winding me up, Karen, because there's
I'm not winding you up. I take you to his house.
Karen, thank you.